Right now, our go-to man in the European Union and about all of Europe, Dr. Rob Congdon. Rob, I understand you just got back. You had a successful trip in Europe. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it was exciting to be with all those people in Germany. They really wanted help and information. Germans tend to get all their information from the mega church type Christians in America, and what they really wanted to know was some Bible answers. So it was a good time with them. We had hundreds up in the north part of Germany, and then another great time down in by Heidelberg with a local church there, and several other church joins us.
Rob, it sounds like you have the same problem that I have. After speaking so many times, I know that they just work you to death when they can get a man of your caliber there in Europe. So I can understand your throat. I don't want to take much time with you because I'm sure your throat is probably hurting, as is mine. Let me just ask you a couple of quick questions. First of all, there's a poll out that anti-Semitism remains a real problem in Europe. Now, when you were there, and of course read many, many articles as well, do you see that to be the case?
I obviously have more contact with Christians, or at least religious Germans, but they see it too. Most of them see it as the real focus is against the nation of Israel, and it's really a result of the media stories they read. And so while there is certainly a personal anti-Semitism in many of the countries, the biggest effect is it's almost a political anti-Semitism that the ones I've talked to are seeing in their contacts with other people of Europe.
Rob, when I talk with David Dolan with our Middle East News Update, he focuses particularly on the Middle East and what's happening there. We were talking about John Kerry's efforts. I think he's been into Jerusalem somewhere around 13 times with an effort to bring the Israelis and the Palestinians together at the peace table. This is a goal of President Obama. Does not seem to be working out. But I know John Kerry has been working with the Europeans along this line. There's a report out that John Kerry and the quartet are going to be meeting in Munich, doing what they can to put pressure on Israel to come to some type of a peace agreement. What do you know about that?
Well, I would agree. That's what they're going to try to do, is put pressure on Israel. It's very interesting, and I think that's what I can bring you that's probably more important than just the meeting that's happening on Saturday today, is the fact that the Germans that I contact with, and I have contacts with Germans in our trip here who are very knowledgeable about current events. They're involved, many of them, in politics. They do not give much credit to Kerry nor Catherine Ashton. They see them not only as really more pro-Palestinian, but they don't see them as effective leaders, so they don't expect anything to happen, and so they don't get too worked up about these meetings at this point.
This is insight that nobody else could bring to the table, dear friends, and the fact is that that's exactly where Dr. Rob Congdon was in his trip into Europe, there in Germany, several locations teaching the prophetic word of God. That's great insight, Rob. We appreciate it so much. Not going to take much more of your time because I know your throat's killing you. Take care, get some sleep, try to rest that throat a bit, and we'll talk again next week.
Well, we'll be doing that, and I should just pass on a word. Quite a number of Germans listen to us every Saturday on the Internet, so it's good to see how international our listenership is, too. Lord bless.